From local history to living history, the arts to architecture, Maryland is host to hundreds of museums statewide, many of which are small and led by teams of dedicated volunteers. Every Maryland county has a historical society, complemented by dozens of local historical groups. Much like libraries, small museums connect their communities in unique ways. Lindsay Baker, the executive director of the Laurel Historical Society, provides her thoughts on the role of small museums and those who dedicate their time to exploring our local heritage.
Museums elicit wonderful scenes from pop culture, like the Living History Museum staff attacked by Russian terrorists who refused to break character in South Park, and Night at the Museum, filled with artifacts that come to life at night, something most museum professionals would agree they'd rather not imagine. But what do museums do? And why do they do it? These are questions that those of us in the museum profession ask ourselves time and again. When we invite our visitors to spend time in our galleries rather than seeing a movie or visiting a park, or ask our donors to give to us rather than to a substance abuse organization, or solicit volunteers who might otherwise be spending their time in schools, we know we are asking a lot of our community. Why are we important? What services do museum professionals provide for our community that we think justifies the right to ask for these resources? Well, in my opinion, it's really simple. I am in the field to change the world. It's a lofty goal, but someone, or rather everyone, should have it. Museums are often ranked as a number one trusted source. National surveys have found that people trust us more than they trust their grandparents. This trust, this belief that we are authentic, honest, and dedicated to the truth, imbues us with real power. How does this play out in the small museum field? I personally believe that small museums, when they're doing it right, are anchors in their community. This isn't an easy shift. Many small museums are seen as places where people who like to feel self-important go to meet and talk about themselves and their own history. There are some real racial implications that go along with this. But in the past 15 to 20 years, museums have taken on a more socially conscious role. Not only are we the conveyor of historical fact, we are the ones working to put our current world in perspective and build connections across community divides. When we do it right, we remind people of our collective experiences, of the commonalities that each wave of immigrants has faced in this country, of the differences that have always been found in a community and in the ways that that community has overcome them in the past, of the fight for rights that has taken place for every group and will continue to guide us as we reach a more equal society. When you visit a museum on the National Mall, you see the nation's story. You feel a oneness with other Americans. But when you visit a small community museum, you realize you're a part of something in your hometown. Whether you're a fourth-generation family member in that town, seeing reflection of your great-grandparents, or a recent transplant, you see there are commonalities between us all in the community. And that is the real power of museums, to bring us together in a way we could not have otherwise imagined.
Learn about the latest exhibition at the Laurel Historical Society at laurelhistoricalsociety.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.